This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Bill Norman, Vice President of Technical Services for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
On January 7th of 2009, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against an EPA rule that exempted pesticides applied near or into waters of the United States from the requirement for a permit under the Clean Water Act. This decision thus mandated EPA to develop a general permit for certain pesticide applications on or near water. The National Cotton Council, other ag groups, forestry groups, and municipalities have been providing input to EPA for the past 2 years as the agency has been developing this permitting system. EPA has issued its draft final general permit earlier this spring, knowing that the permit may have to be changed depending on results of review under the Endangered Species Act.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The National Marine Fisheries Service issued its opinion that the new proposed general permit would jeopardize 33 endangered species and wants additional conditions, including a zero risk standard and an extensive EPA water monitoring program. The Fish and Wildlife Services has yet to issue its opinion and has many more listed species under its jurisdiction. The National Cotton Council believes that the pesticide general permits are redundant and regulatory burdens are unnecessary because they provide no additional environmental benefits. The Council has worked for the passage of H.R. 872. H.R. 872 is a bipartisan bill which amends both the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, Rodenticide Act and the Clean Water Act to exempt pesticide applications from clean water permits. The bill passed the House 292-130 and has passed favorably in the Senate Ag Committee. And Senators Cardin from Maryland and Boxer from California currently have a hold on the bill. The National Cotton Council has sent a letter to every Cotton Belt Senator asking for their support on the bill.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
EPA's Spill Prevention, Control and Countermeasure Program requires farms and other related facilities to prepare plans for the prevention and containment of oil spills into waters of the United States. Farms and gins are subject to the SPCC program requirements if they have more than 1,320 gallons of diesel, gasoline, lube oil, hydraulic fluid, crop oils, vegetable oil, or other type of oil-related materials, or if they have more than 42,000 gallons in the completely buried containers, or if they could be reasonably expected to discharge any oil in a spill into the waters of the United States. Any farm or gin must prepare and use a plan on or before November 10, 2011. If a farm or gin has a total oil storage capacity between 1,320 and 10,000 gallons of above-ground storage, with no container greater than 5,000 gallons and has a good spill history, they may be eligible to self-certify their plan. However, an SPCC plan certified by a professional engineer will be required for any facility that has a total storage that exceeds 10,000 gallons above ground or has had an oil spill in its history. Representatives Rick Crawford from Arkansas and Stephen Fincher from Tennessee have sent a letter with more than 100 member signatures to EPA Administrator Jackson to request an extension to the November 10 deadline due to lack of outreach and education to farmers on the part of EPA with regard to this spill prevention, control, and countermeasures regulation. Also, there's a scarce availability of qualified professional engineers in many of our rural areas, and there's a current hardship facing farmers in the Midwest and Mid-South brought on by flood and drought.